Backpack Broadcasting continues to bring you the best original sports content, but now you can get more of the content you love. For as little as $3 a month, you can get access to bonus content, including behind-the-scenes footage and interviews from the Sports Walk, Sideline Stories, or the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. All this exclusive content comes via Patreon. There are tiered levels of patronage, and each Backpack Broadcasting patron receives exclusive perks. Your support helps Backpack Broadcasting create more of the original content that you love. Visit Backpack Broadcasting's Patreon page and become a patron today. Hard to Tell podcast. This is an extra session, first time back in a while, and we're doing things a little bit differently because the world is different since the last time we did a podcast. Dexter Henry, Brian Fonseca here. We are in the middle, right in the middle of it, and we are probably at the epicenter of this in this country, United States, where we are recording from, in New York City. The coronavirus pandemic has forced us to do the podcast like this. This is why we are not at the studio where we normally record. We are here. We are practicing social distancing, as all of you should. So we're here, and we are going to talk about anything and everything that's going on, sports, how it's affected the sports landscape. But before we get to all that, we got to check in on each other, which is what a lot of you should be doing this time. Brian, how are you doing with everything that's going on? I know you'll be home. You're in Ridgewood, Queens. I'm here in Kensington, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
How's everything for you, man? How are you holding up through this pandemic?
I mean, I'm kind of a homebody anyway. Like, I don't really go out a ton and things like that. And I don't like being around large crowds of people usually, but in what we do, it sort of entails that you do that and you have the option to do it and go to press conferences, games, events, Barclays Center, Madison Square Garden, so on and so forth. Now, not having that sort of option, it's just kind of like, okay, now I'm just going to be up later. I'm going to be doing more video game stuff, streaming. So it's trying to figure out ways to maintain your sanity because we're essentially in jail. Right. we're like a very nice jail in some cases.
Well, some of us.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, you want to maintain some level of productivity because everything is on hold. Like if you were looking for a job before this, you're not probably like getting one within the next couple of months. You know what I mean? Like in all realism. And, you know, my situation was that I had taken a job right before this started that is now put on hold for at least the immediate future because of what's going on right now with the pandemic. And we sort of need to see how this unfolds and all that stuff. So because of that, it's like, all right, just figure out other ways to be productive and other ways to really just do things that you normally wouldn't have time to do. Like now I can actually sit and watch certain things. I watched the full season 3 of On My Block. There was a comedy special, Bert Kreischer special I want to see, and Tom Segura is coming out with his next week. Like there's a bunch of stuff I can sit down and watch. I have to catch up on Dwayne Wade and Michael Vick's 30 for 30s. Hopefully the Michael Jordan one drops soon. And then in terms of video games now, it's like I get to turn to some of the classic games. Like I've gotten back into Splinter Cell heavy. You know what I mean? And there are some violence. Other games. Yeah. And my boy got me to download to get Friday the 13th on a discount. So I've been playing that a little bit. Although, you know, that's kind of my speed from the stealth standpoint. But I don't really care for Jason that much. That's just me. but yeah, so it's like it's just finding different ways to just move about your life right now. And, you know, I think we're all going to come out of this eventually. I just, you know, hopefully it's sooner rather than later. My prediction was that we're going to be on lockdown for like 8 weeks. I don't know if that's a generous assumption, but we'll see. That's sort of what I'm preparing for at this time. And, you know, hopefully things could be back to relatively normal before the summer, but I don't know if that'll be the case.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty. Nobody knows. It's a very interesting time that we're in. you got to be careful. We're in New York, where starting when we drop this, now only essential employees will be allowed to go outside.
Does that include, I'm not trying to be funny here, does that include you? Like, how
Yes, it
does that
does.
affect you?
And I had this conversation with my employer. I still am working and reporting for AccuWeather. Media is considered an essential employee, so you're allowed to go outside to do your job. I have been
Huh.
outside doing my
I
job.
gotta talk to that company then. You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying? Like
Well, it depends. If you're doing media stuff outside, if you're doing media stuff that can be done remotely, then that wouldn't be the case. But if you have to like be on camera, you got to talk to people, it agrees. The interesting thing that becomes to me is there's only limited amount of times I can still go outside anyway. So it'll be to get B-roll. There's nobody I can really talk to outside because there's not gonna be a lot of people outside. So, or just to
Yeah.
do a stand-up. So I
And you
have
don't want to approach strangers right now either.
now I have, but there's been different things. If you're a lot of journalists around the country who are video journalists like myself are practicing social distancing. So we're not using microphones like we normally would use. A lot of stuff I've been shooting has been off shotgun mics, off the camera, or my GoPro and just taking the audio from that. Now the audio quality is not the same or as good, but if you're keeping yourself 6 feet away, it's still decent enough. So I've been shooting a lot of stuff with my GoPro, run and gun, that gets me in and out quickly. I'm not coming too close to people. So that's been good. That's been different. But even me, I'm being honest, like somebody who has to go outside and tell the news and do some reporting, I want to be in and out as quickly as I can. And I'm just trying to get back home, man. I'm just trying to get back home. Now, what's interesting is I did some stories recently on people feeling the need to still be outdoors because it's very interesting because a lot of people are trying to stay inside and practice social distancing, but you still need to go outside every once in a while. You need to get some fresh air. You need to stretch those legs. You need some exercise. It is good for our mental health. We are human beings. We still need interaction to some degree, even if it's 6 feet away. But we also have to be smart about this. And I told you about this before we got on this. And I was at a park. I was at a couple parks. I was at Central Park recently. And people were really practicing social distancing. To be fair, people were really practicing social distancing. I went to some waterfront areas where people are running or walking. People really were practicing social distancing. But then I was at Sunset Park in Brooklyn the other day, and people were doing some of the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. Some of the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. Okay, I'm gonna keep it real. Here's the other thing. I'm a parent of a young child. I can't take my daughter to the park. And part of the reason I don't do that is NYC Parks. I love y'all. Y'all do great stuff. I know people who work there, but they don't clean their stuff in the playgrounds that often. So I'm not necessarily putting my daughter up on that to go play on the slide right now. That's not gonna happen. However, I was at a park, Sunset Park yesterday, where I saw kids playing on these slides, and I was looking at this like, what's going on here?
Can't take that chance right now,
Yeah,
man.
y'all wilding out here. Like, y'all can't be
Can't do
doing
it.
this.
How actually is it though? We've talked a little bit about this off mic, but how is it being that, you have a daughter who, she's not at the age yet where she fully understands what's going on, but she does understand that things have changed because she's not going back to school now, or it's seemingly for the rest of the semester.
She hasn't been, when we're dropping this, she hasn't even at this point, she hasn't been outside in a week. I want to try, I've been, taking her outside in the hallway to ride her tricycle, doing stuff to keep her active and doing that. But she doesn't know. She's asked a little about school or she thinks she's going back to school. And we're like, no, you're not going back to school for a while. Hey, I'm gonna tell a story. Remind me to tell you a story later on here about how some kid tried to hustle me about going back to school. I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, what? We can't get to it now.
Okay. For people who don't know, in New York City, public schools are closed until April 20th. So yesterday, I'm in Central
Oh,
Park.
it's not, it hasn't been pushed back. It's still.
Nah, still April 20th for now.
All
They're
right.
gonna hold
I
that
mean, for
tentatively,
now,
right?
yeah.
That's when they could, at the earliest, they would return. So yesterday, I'm in Central Park. I'm doing this story. I'm about to shoot a stand-up. I'm going over what I want to say. I'm about to stand on camera. This kid, young kid, comes up to me, and he says, "Hey man, I'm just trying to raise some money." And a lot of people, if you're from New York, you're gonna take pause with this. You've heard the raising the money for people raise money for
Which
school trips,
basketball team,
basketball
bro?
teams, all this stuff, right? So I'm thinking it's a basketball team, but y'all, who's playing basketball? I'll get
Right,
to I,
right.
but apparently there's some people who are. I'll get to that in a second. He says to me, raising money for a class trip that's happening, and he says, the kid says this to me on April 20th. So I'm like, I said to him, I said, really?
Yo.
So I said to him, I said, so they're gonna have the class trip the day y'all supposed to return to school? He's like, yeah, here's the thing.
Yo, I respect it. I was like, yo,
No, he has to do a little bit better. So here's what I was going to do for
I
the kid.
respect the attempt.
I
That
respect.
would have worked on a white lady in Bensonhurst. Come on, you know
Here's
that.
the thing. This was
Like,
Central Park on the Upper East Side. So I know the demographic he was going for. He was looking for those folks he might be able to hustle. I knew this and I understood where the kid was coming from and I understood that he was trying to get this bread. And I said, okay, I'll give him the money. But I said, let me see if I had something. So I looked in my wallet, but all I had on me was a 20. And I wasn't giving this kid the 20.
No,
Like, if I had some singles, I was gonna hit him off with a dollar or two. And then I was gonna give him the game to say, look, man, maybe what you wanna do here is actually use a date that's a little bit later for the trip that you're hopefully still happening when school might happen. Using the date when school's potentially going to return isn't going to work. So I watched him hit up a couple of other people who happened to not look like me, and they didn't give him any money either. But I didn't get a chance to give him the game. I just told him, like, hey, man, I don't have any dollars, and he just kept him moving. But that also goes to show you why I'm not mad at the kid. Things are real out here for certain people, and certain people need money. And
He
they're
also
doing
needs
what
to
they
be
got to
careful
do.
for asking for money right now because, dollars, things change hands. Everybody's trying to practice social
Yeah,
distancing.
but
It's like,
when
now's not the time I would be doing
no.
that.
But here's the thing. When you need the money, you might not worry about that social distancing. You're trying to
I
get this
guess.
money. And that's the thing. He's trying to
Yeah,
get this
I'm trying
money.
not to get clapped, but I hear what
I
you're
hear
saying.
you. Now, number two, I'm gonna talk about people playing basketball. We know we do a sports and we talk hip hop on this podcast. As everybody knows at this time, leagues have been shut down. What did I see in Sunset Park, Brooklyn yesterday? I
It
saw
was not shut down.
No, it was not shut down. You had people who actually were playing basketball and soccer. And I'm looking at this like,
Yeah.
what's going on here? What
They
are
were
y'all
playing
doing?
basketball and soccer
Playing
with
basketball and
full
soccer.
contact to
Full
everything.
contact, everything. Why? If the people who are getting paid to do this and the leagues who have a lot of stake are shutting down, why can't you shut down? Look, I'm gonna say this as a PSA. We gotta be better. We gotta do better out here. It kind of annoyed me because it makes me feel like people aren't taking this COVID-19 pandemic seriously. We gotta take this seriously. Practice social distancing. Brian and I, we love each other. We're doing this podcast and we're not even seeing each other. So why the hell are y'all playing basketball? Come on, man.
You know what I mean? Like you're thinking of your daughter. I'm thinking of like my parents. Look, my mother and brother both work at hospitals. You
Yes.
know what I mean? So these are things that we got to be aware of also.
And props to them because they are people who are on the front lines dealing with this stuff and putting themselves in, I don't really like using the term harm's way. They're doing the best they can for society. But I think people need to take things seriously. The Sports Walk is back. Watch Season 3 of Backpack Broadcasting's original web series that brings you the opinions of real sports fans. The first two seasons and current season are available now for viewing on the Sports Walk YouTube channel and Facebook page. Check out the 2017 NYC WebFest official selection and see what other sports fans have to say on the hottest issues in sports today. It's easy. Just take the Sports Walk. How are you doing? This is day what? What are you on? Day 9 without
10.
sports? Day
I
10
think
without sports?
this is 10. Like I've posted some stuff on Twitter, like Roy Hibbert's buzzer beater when Georgetown beat UConn years ago, a Kwame Brown mixtape, a DJ
Which
Mbenga highlight,
nobody asked for.
a Jericho Cotchery diving catch when he hurt his knee on the
Yeah,
play and
I
still made the
still made
diving
the jail
catch.
catch. I remember that.
I was actually looking for the play where he got rocked and then got up and scored a touchdown because he landed on somebody else and
Yo,
actually
I
kept
remember that
going.
and actually kept going.
He was my
Yeah.
favorite Jet for a period of time.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Jericho Cotchery. As far as the no sports thing, I'm doing surprisingly fine. You know what I mean? Because I think it's because I understand, well, not fully, obviously, because, medical personnel and even they're trying to figure out what's really going on in terms of like 100% of this. But I understand what's going on from a broad standpoint to where it's like, okay, I know that I know we're not going to have sports for the foreseeable future. Like, I'm not even at the point where I'm longing for it and I'm missing it like super, super, super much. I was going to say, but that doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's because I'm playing video games also. I don't know. Like, maybe it's because we're still doing podcasts. I'm still doing other content and pushing things in that way. So I'm trying to just keep myself busy. So at the same time, like, yeah, I'm not really missing it, but you know, I do wonder what it's going to be like in a month. You know what I mean? Right. When we're longer into this, and then it's like, okay, you're not going to get as many comedy specials now because people are not performing at shows, you know, comedians that I really like that I want to see when they come out here, Joey Diaz, Whitney Cummings, et cetera, et cetera. They're all have to, you know, rearrange their dates, so to speak. You know, Joe Rogan's still doing his podcast. So that's something that I've been listening to. Joe Budden's still doing his podcast. Lebatar's still doing his show. So people are still out there producing content. So there's content to take in while I'm just doing other things at the house. But at the same time, I think as we progress, it'll really hit because we'll get to April, right? Today, we're recording this, March 21st? We'll get to April in about 10, 11 days, and then it'll probably be like, damn, yo, so baseball's not really starting. The NBA is not really, like, we're not going to get playoffs right now. Season's probably going to be canceled. At least that's what I think, judging by the way things are going. We're not getting really anything. So, you know, we're not getting a national championship for college basketball. So I think it'll hit later on. But as of right now, that part of it has not really even been my greatest concern, though I would like it to go on because then I would have more work to do and things would be a lot better, especially financially.
See, for me, it's an interesting time for the world. And I feel like it's been a nice opportunity to sort of reset, to look at some other stuff we can do independently, myself. Yeah. I'm kind of grateful for it. A little bit more time with my family that I might
there
have been getting.
There are ways to take advantage
of
this. Yeah,
I may not have been getting just because of so much travel that we do. And so I'm actually not taking those things for granted. Like, I've even had more times. I know you've done a lot, but I've had more times to actually, I think every night this week or close to it, I was able to turn on my PS4 and get in like a game with 2K. Just getting some stuff like that I normally wasn't able to do for enjoyment for myself. And take away. And so, like, yes, there are things you miss, but I think there's things you gain. So I'm not really complaining about, do I miss basketball? I'm a basketball junkie. Yeah, I miss seeing basketball. But you're right. I think it's 10 days at the point we're recording this. I'm not really into that point. It's like, oh, man, like, what are we going to do out with it? And I guess my mindset is just there's so much stuff that's bigger than basketball here.
Yeah.
And I should tell people, like, really, like, enjoy some of the time you have. Maybe it's just this time more to catch up with friends, see it, people you weren't doing, have some real conversations safely, practicing social distancing, of course.
Yeah, don't see too many friends at once.
Yeah, like, doing all that stuff. And, you know, so there's not that much you miss. Times to do things like cook some things I didn't get to cook or watch some things you didn't get to watch. There's so much that you could do that you haven't been doing. And we maybe are blessed to be in this time where we have a lot of content. People That's are still true. Creating content. A lot of other people are creating content and it's good. And so, you know, I look at it as sometimes it's good to reset and recharge. Now, we all want to be healthy and safe and that matters too. But I think there's a, you know, it's kind of like a blessing in disguise in a way. So I'm not like down upon it. And I think maybe it'll make us appreciate sports when it comes back more.
Oh, I've thought about this.
Yeah,
like,
maybe it does.
Think about, well, when everything gets sort of like, taken care of and we're back to a relatively normal schedule where we can see games again. Imagine when we see that first game, which, you know, may even be in an empty arena or whatever the case may be. We still don't know how that's going to play out. But imagine if we could see a game June, July, I don't know what it is, whatever sport. Like, just think about how social media is going to take that in and how people are going to be emotional about it because this thing that everybody loves or a lot of people love was taken away from them for so long. Like, it's actually going to be really emotional when sports do come back. And I think that it's going to be emotional when people are able to just live their normal lives again, however long it may be from now. Hopefully we can get to that point, you know, before the summer gets here, though I don't know if that's the case. But whenever that is, it's just going to be, you know, a lot of people are going to be thankful. I feel like a lot of people are going to be grateful because you always are when something's taken away from you. It's going to be literally like coming out of jail. You know what I mean? Like, you did a bid for 3 months
You know what that's like?
I mean, okay. But
you sound like you're talking from experience.
But like,
well, I just had to make sure.
Nah. I'm good in these streets. But what I'm saying is, like, you could have had another joke there. You could have been like, oh, there's a reason for that. But anyway.
Yeah, because people don't want to come next to you. And it ain't right. It's a different form of social distancing.
Yeah, yeah. No, but basically it's like when something's taken away from you, or just like, you know, when you're sick, even if something, even like, you know, people were comparing this to the flu, and let's use the flu here. When you get the flu and you're saddled up for a week, and then when you come back, you're sort of grateful again to a lesser degree, but you're grateful again that you're just not sick anymore.
Right.
Now imagine that times whatever it's going to be, because this virus is obviously more serious, or is at least projected to be. And then you're looking at it and it's like, yo, once all these things are taken away from you and normal life is taken away from you, I think that's when people are going to have that perspective of a while from now when things are back to normal. Like, damn, yo, I really missed out on, or I really lost this. You know, I want to make sure I take the right steps. And there's going to be a certain energy that I can't wait for. I'm actually excited for around just New York City and probably the country as a whole. And then right after that, we get Trump out of there and then things will be really all good.
Well, I hope people continue that energy. Right. And I'm grateful for certain things, because there are things I think that are going to change about the world. It's probably going to change how we do certain things in business and even things in journalism, which we'll get to.
Yo, the dad might the road. Be dead.
It might
you know
be,
what I mean?
It,
like,
you know, or just might be more things that are have people thinking about hygiene. I think there's a lot of conversation we're gonna have about this hygiene, working from home, how it actually can work. You don't need to always be in the office all the time. Yeah. Work-life balance, spending more time with family. I think when people get a taste of those things more, I'm not necessarily sure the world is going to want to give that back. And I think that actually might be good for society. So, you know I'm going to be very protective. I always have been about my work-life balance, but I'm going to be even more so protective of it, because, you know, enjoy your time with your family. Enjoy the time you get for yourself. I really can't stress that enough, but I hope that energy continues and people don't lose it. And then we start things back up and we get back into the rat race, or we get back into the rut of, like, this is the old normal. And this is the way we did things before. I can see that happening too. Like, hey, we got the thing back, but now we get used to it. Maybe, you know, hopefully people don't take them for granted as we go forward. You know, I hope that's not the case.
And on a personal level, what's really helping me also is just, and you would think that, okay, you're home more than you were before, so you're probably on social media more often. And for me, I've really toned it down compared to normal, because I just know what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of just stuff. Like, in the very beginning, when this was starting to break out in ways that we're feeling now, like when the NBA shut down and, you know, all the leagues were shutting down and things like that. Like, yeah, that week, that first week, which is last week, really, it feels like so much longer ago.
It does.
I was on Twitter heavy. Like, I was on Twitter all the time trying to figure out, like, what's going on with this virus? How is it spreading? Da, 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 da. And this week I've really toned it down, because you have to for your sanity. Like, I don't watch the news. And it's not to say that people there are doing a bad job. I just know for my psyche, I don't want to be consumed with that. I just want to do my part, make sure that the people I care about are doing their part. And, like, we'll let the results be the results.
So my thing is, somebody was asking me this today. I was texting with a friend today. And my thing is, what I'm doing right now is I am limiting myself, even though I have to keep up with the news, and so it does affect my job and somewhat.
Same, yeah.
I check in twice a day on it. I can't be on this all the time. What's going on? Because you're going to go crazy. So what I try to do is enjoy the time, be present in the moment of what I'm doing, whether it's this podcast, time with my family, any of the projects I'm working on, anything for work. And then I separate that. I'll check in for certain information I need, and that's it. Because if you're checking every minute, or you listen to the crazy stuff 45 is saying, exactly. It's gonna drive you crazy. So, you know, what we hope here is, we hope that, you know, our podcast, our listeners, this continues to be some sort of a relief for you, something that you can listen to. We still will have guests. We are going to continue to do good stuff. We have some really
we got a couple of really good ones coming up.
That I think could be really good and interesting. We're going to continue to have more guests that we can check in with. And we're doing, a lot of people want to come on. We're able to do this via Skype. Let's be grateful for that. We're able to do this stuff via Skype. We're able to still have video. We're able to still have audio. We're still able to put this stuff out to the world that people can enjoy. And so it's not so bad. But I think we can get through this together. I think there's a lot of hope. But, Brian, you mentioned something.
Yes.
And it's important and it's good. People got to do their part. You talked about doing your part. Do your part. Be safe. Practice social distancing. Wash your damn hands. Don't be nasty.
Don't cover with your mouth.
Don't
cough on your hands and stuff like that.
Don't be selfish.
Cover your mouth. Cover your mouth with your inner elbow or your shirt.
Don't be selfish. If there's something, you know, if you have to, obviously you got to go to the store and get stuff. Try to keep your space from people. After we're done here, I got to make a run to the store. Be cognizant of your family members. If your family member is older, maybe has some health issues where they're more compromised, I understand you want to be around them.
Maybe they work at hospitals.
Yeah, they work at hospitals. You got to be even more vigilant about that and those things. So I think we can, you know, all be safe together, but Ain't Hard to Tell podcast, we are here. We will continue to do this. We'll be checking in on each other.
Drop more often, too.
Yeah, I think this actually gives us more opportunities to drop things more often. Even sometimes some extra episodes like this where we might react to something or there might be some news that comes to the sports world and Brian and I might hit each other up and say, hey, all right, we're going to hop on. We're going to talk about this. There's opportunities for us to do this in different ways and produce different things and more content. So I'm grateful for it. I'm always glad to be here and helping and producing more content. I know it's something Brian and I wanted to do. And it's a reset, man. It's not the end. I have to continue to be positive about this. And let's just continue to be positive and continue to do great things. So we're in March. We're coming to the end of the March. We have a lot of great stuff coming up. Like I said, we got some really good guests coming up in the next couple of days. Stuff right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. Please subscribe. Please share. As a lot of you guys have been doing, also be sure to check out our other friends who are doing their great podcasts, Brothers and Sister Podcast, Seven Footers. They put out some great content this week. Gerard and Jenna had an interview with Michelle Roberts. Fantastic. Check that out. Our peoples at the Bros Pod, Necessity Podcast, our brothers and sisters from the Gotham Podcast Studio. Shout out to the Gotham Podcast Studio. They're still keeping together and their stuff strong, even though a lot of people are reshaping the way they have to record their podcasts. But, you know, we want to send a shout out to them, and they're being strong through this time. But that's it for us for this extra episode. Stay strong, everybody. Great content coming up in a couple of days. Brian's going to continue to practice his violence on video games while practicing social distancing.
Splinter Cell, baby.
There we go. At some point, Brian and I got to hop on and play some 2K or something. At some point, we got to get that done. So, yeah. We'll absolutely get that done. All right. So, for Brian Fonseca, I'm Dex Henry. Until next time, y'all. Peace.